Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 542. Stress and Weight Loss by Shailene Johnson. Of ShaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. I act as your personal narrator every single day of the week. Today, I have a new author for this show, Shailene Johnson. You'll actually hear her across all five of our shows because she writes about a wide variety of subjects, but her expertise is in fitness and business. She actually holds the Guinness Book of World Record for having starred in the most fitness videos and has designed several number one ranked fitness and diet programs for industry giants, including Beachbody, who made P90X, but also Insanity, Turbo Jam, and more. Today, I'll be reading an article where she'll be discussing stress and weight loss, and I feel very lucky that she has agreed to let me read this post. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Stress and Weight Loss by Shailene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Feeling a little stressed lately? Are you also struggling to lose weight? If you're doing everything right, working out, eating clean, consuming the correct amount of calories, and you still can't seem to make any progress, well, what gives? Well, have you considered taking steps to reduce your level of stress? Stress can greatly affect your body, your energy level, weight, being prone to illness, your emotional state, and how you feel overall. The good news is you can take steps to reduce your stress level and get your weight and your life back on track. My story of stress. Are you one of those people juggling a lot of things in life? Maybe you have a job and a business on the side, a family and a house to take care of, and you're also finding time to exercise and cook healthy meals. On top of that, you're chasing down big goals and you have a to-do list that's half a mile long. I know I talk a lot about crushing your to-do list and going after goals, but sometimes we have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to make sure we're headed in the right direction. At one point in my life, when I was undergoing a considerable amount of stress while filming a new series of workout videos on top of running my business, I experienced something similar to what you might be going through. I was working out more than I ever had in my life, 2, sometimes 3 times per day, and eating less than usual. I was also doing too much mentally and getting by with very little sleep. Regardless of how much I exercised or how clean my diet was, I was at my heaviest. I finally had to step back and take the advice I'd been giving to other people struggling to lose weight. I needed to reduce my stress level and do less. Keeping up with the Joneses. You see, I was one of those people who equated busyness and stress with success. I thought I couldn't keep up with what I'd achieved or continue to be successful if I wasn't always busy. In fact, I came to resent anyone who wasn't as busy and stressed out as I was. I thought relaxing meant you were lazy, and I had this crazy urge to make a to-do list for anyone who wasn't running around like a chicken with its head cut off. So, why are you stressed out? Does that scenario sound familiar? Oftentimes, our stress level is dependent upon our preconceived ideas about what success looks like and what we think we should be doing with our lives. But the truth is, you can have all the money, the cars, and the toys, but if you're constantly on edge and your personal life is a mess, these things don't necessarily make you, quote unquote, successful. Over the past few years, I've realized that stress doesn't equal success. In fact, once I sat down and defined what success truly means to me, I realized it's the exact opposite. Since then, I've made small changes that resulted in a big shift, and I got in the best shape of my life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Overcoming stress. So how did I get here? I started working from the inside out, and everything else followed suit. If you have a lot of stress in your life and you're struggling to lose weight, or you simply just have a lot of stress in your life, consider doing the following. 1. Create your own definition of success. What does success look like to you? Don't worry about money, job titles, or what your friends and family think success is. Create your own definition and figure out what you need to do more or less of in order to get there. 2. Reevaluate your goals. Now that you've defined success on your terms, do your goals match up? Consider setting new goals that will help you reach this new stress-free destination. 3. Delegate and do less. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. It's time to start taking some things off your plate. Brainstorm a list of everything you do at work, in your business, at home, etc. Then, figure out what you can delegate to others so you can focus on your most important tasks. 4. Change up your workouts. Over-exercising doesn't do your body any good, and it won't help you lose weight. Instead, consider changing it up. When I was over-exercising and struggling with my weight, I combated it by making my workouts shorter and more intense with HIIT, or high-intensity interval training workouts. 5. Include flexibility training. Not only does flexibility training help keep your body from getting injured, but it also helps your body recover and reduce stress. Take time to stretch and breathe. 6. Take a close look at your diet. How clean is your diet, and how many calories are you really eating? Take a closer look. Then, if you're sure your diet is on point, you might actually consider eating a little bit more. When you eat too little, your metabolism may slow down, and you can end up holding onto fat instead of losing it. And 7, rest. When you're tired and stressed out, your body attempts to protect you by creating additional layers of fat. More and more studies are proving that increased stress and lack of sleep greatly affects your weight. In fact, those who get inadequate amounts of sleep are 50% more likely to be obese. So start finding ways to relax and get more sleep. When it comes down to it, weight loss has everything to do with your overall lifestyle. There are no shortcuts. You have to take care of yourself. Do the work from the inside out and start making small changes and shifts today that will lead you to the life you want to live and your own definition of success. You just listened to the post titled Stress and Weight Loss by Shailene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, Shailene has multiple top podcasts, too. You can search her name and they'll pop up. And she's featured on a bunch of our old podcast shows where we, of course, narrate blogs for you. Remember, we have 4 other shows. To find them, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, on this Friday's Q&A, I'm actually going to dive deeper into tip number 6, taking a close look at your diet, and whether eating too little can actually hinder your fat loss efforts. What I'll say right now is there seems to be a little bit of a debate about that. So definitely come back this Friday for the Q&A episode. It'll be episode 545, where I'll go into more details about whether eating more will help you lose fat. But I completely agree that getting rest, incorporating some flexibility or yoga, something like that to de-stress, can absolutely help with weight loss. What we're finding from a lot of good data are that stress not only increases fat stores potentially, but it increases fat stores around the center of the body, right around that area that we like to call our Dunlop or spare tire, right around the abdomen. And that's usually where people want to lose the weight the most. But for some reason, we're built this way, where when we're under lots of stress for long periods of time, we're talking weeks, months, and years, our bodies like to turn that stress into fat around the abdomen. And it's not fun to look at, of course, but fat around the abdomen turns out to be more harmful than fat carried around the hips, for example. What I mean by that is fat cells around the abdomen for some reason behave differently than fat cells in other areas of the body. Fat around the abdomen tends to secrete different hormones that increase our risk for chronic diseases like cancer, heart disease, stroke, whereas fat around the hips doesn't seem to do that. Now, I know hearing this may be increasing your stress levels as I speak, but remember, there's always something you can do about it. So don't just say, oh, I'm stressed out. That's just the way it is. I'm always going to have fat around my belly. Nope. As we just mentioned, there are 6 to 7 ways you can help reduce that. And I'll go into more details this Friday during our Q&A. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow, as always, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.